Daniel chapter 4, day 3, the dream. From the summary of the internal sense, they intended to have dominion over heaven and the church, when that religion should extend over much territory. Then they would no longer have any goods of heaven and the church. Nevertheless, the word would remain with them, although perverted. Apocalypse explained 650. This was the dream of the tree by Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and it describes the establishment of the celestial church and its increase even to its culmination, and afterwards its overthrow because of its domination even over the holy things of the church, and its claiming to itself a right over heaven. Arcana Celestia 9553. By the tree and its height is signified the increase of the religiosity signified by Babel, which is holy in externals but profane in internals. The leaf is memory truth in general. The flower is the memory knowledge of truth insofar as it serves as a means for growing wise, but here insofar as it serves as a means for growing insane, because it is said that the flower shall be scattered. The beast of the field is those who are in the affections of good, and in the opposite sense, those who are in the affections of evil. But the birds of heaven are those who are in affections of truth, and in the opposite sense, those who are in affections of falsity. Therefore it is said, under the shade of that tree dwelt the beast of the field, and in its branches dwell the birds of heaven, and all flesh was fed. And afterward, that the beast of the field should flee from under it, and the birds from its branches. Apocalypse Explained 257, Section 8. The king of Babylon signifies those who profane the goods and truths of the word, that his heart should be changed from man, and a beast's heart be given to him, means that nothing spiritual, which is the truly human, should remain, but instead there should be what is diabolical. The seven times which were to pass over him signify profanation, which is the complete destruction of truth and good. Arcana Celestia 7:14. The reason why affections are signified by beasts is that man in himself, and regarded in what is his own, or proprium, is nothing but a beast. He has very similar senses, appetites, desires, and all his affections are very similar to those of animals. His good loves, indeed, even his best loves, are very similar, as the love for companions of his own kind, the love of his children and of his wife, so that they do not at all differ. But his being man, and more than a beast, consists in his having an interior life, which beasts never have nor can have. This life is the life of faith and love from the Lord. And if this life were not within everything else that he has in common with beasts, he would not be anything else than a beast. Take only one example, love toward companions. If he should love them only for the sake of himself, and there were nothing more heavenly or divine in his love, he could not from this be called a man, because it is the same with beasts, and so with all the rest. If, therefore, there were not the life of love from the Lord in his will, and the life of faith from the Lord in his understanding, he would not be a man. By virtue of the life which he has from the Lord, he lives after death, because the Lord adjoins him to himself. And thus he can be in his heaven with the angels and live to eternity. And even if a man lives as a wild beast and loves nothing whatever but himself and what regards himself, yet so great is the Lord's mercy, for it is divine and infinite, that he does not leave him, but continually breathes into him his own life through the angels. And even supposing that he receives it no otherwise, it still causes him to be able to think, to reflect, to understand whether a thing is good or evil, in relation to what is moral, civil, worldly, or corporeal, and therefore whether it is true or false. questions, and points for discussion. Remember the psalm, "Happy is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, and in the way of sinners stands not. And he shall be as a tree planted by rivulets of waters, that gives its fruit in its time, and its leaf does not fade." See how many ways you can think of that the different parts of a tree correspond to our mind or spirit. What made Nebuchadnezzar become like a beast? What makes us different from animals? What is the real beast in us? It is interesting that Nebuchadnezzar was first shown the consequences of his behavior, and then it happened. How do permissions show us things, and we learn from them? Is there a deeper truth in the teacher's maxim, "Show, don't tell"? In what way is Nebuchadnezzar's story our story? Redwoods are typical resurrection trees. When they fall, often a whole line of new trees grow from the fallen trunk. What is the meaning of this correspondence? What about the correspondence of grafting,